Good morning. It's Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Office politics, pretty much impossible to avoid. But what about office drama and the office drama queen? Our working guy, Brandon Smith, is back to deal with a listener question. It's a juicy one, Brandon. Hi.
Hi, Joshua. I'm looking forward to this.
So our writer has asked for anonymity, but here's some of what she wrote. I have a coworker, a drama queen, that comes into my office and needs to shut the door and vent about people in her department. I hate this. Strong word, but I really don't like this. I don't want my boss to think I'm getting caught up in office politics. I'm very neutral. Everyone likes me. I get along with everyone. How do I tell her not to do this? So what's wrong with a little workplace venting?
Well, clearly it's bothering the recipient.
So the venting itself is not necessarily a bad thing.
No, the venting itself is not an issue. It's that the recipient of this is not really getting an option to opt in. She's not a co-venter, co-partner in this. She just happens to, unfortunately, be in the wrong place at the wrong time and has an open door policy.
Well, so this doesn't sound like a very unusual situation. What do you do if you don't want to be a party to the venting?
So I'm going to give you kind of a menu of options here on how you can approach this.
Choose your own adventure.
This is a choose your own adventure based on your personality style. So our first approach is going to be if we want to be soft, we want to be gentle, we want to set boundaries, but we want to do it in a non-confrontational kind of way. And so if that's the case, then next time she pops in, you simply say, oh, I'm so sorry. I wish I could talk to you right now, but I'm just tied up. I'm so busy. In fact, I should have probably closed my door, but I forgot to do that. Can we set up a time to talk on the phone? That would probably be a lot better for me. That person will likely not want to set up time to talk on the phone because they like coming into your office. It feels like a safe space to them. And they're also more of an emotional vampire. They love the face-to-face exchange of energy. And they like to give you all their negative, and they like to take all your positive and then leave you kind of sucked dry. When you set that boundary and say, let's do it over the phone or set up an appointment time, they're not going to want to take you up on that. So they'll eventually go away.
Say kid gloves aren't my thing. What are my other options?
So you take off the kid gloves. If that's the case, then you just need to be a little bit more direct. And you simply say, you know, I've noticed we've spent a lot of time talking about this particular individual. And what do you want to do with that? So really kind of force them to do something about it. Be a little bit more like a coach, executive coach, and force them to turn that into action. So they're not just venting and you're nodding. You're actually forcing them to do something with it.
Okay, I'm guessing this last approach is going to be
right between the eyes.
Yeah.
You're just going to let them have it. You say, I've got to tell you, every time you come in here, you seem to be complaining about the same individual. And I understand that person's bothering you, but it doesn't feel like we're making any progress. And frankly, I'm feeling really tired and exhausted every time you leave. I don't want to ruin our relationship, but we've got to change this because this is not working for me. And just come out and tell them. Attend to the obvious.
Brandon keeps us drama-free most weeks right here on GPB. Have a good weekend.
I'm looking forward to it.
Brandon Smith is a business professor at Emory University. He teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture. We have more from him on his working and career blog at gpb.org/radio.